Today, President Bush told reporters, quote, "There is an unfunded liability inherent in Medicare that Congress and the administration is going to have to deal with over time." But he said he's chosen to deal with Social Security first.
Medicare may be the topic of the day in Washington, but in state capitals around the country, it's the Medicaid program that's causing concern. Medicaid provides health care and nursing home coverage to more than 35 million poor and elderly Americans, and the program's costs are skyrocketing, thanks in large part to an aging population and an increase in the number of people who lack health insurance. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, efforts to rein in Medicaid costs are gaining momentum.
Mercy Healthcare Center in the tiny northern village of Tupper Lake, New York, looks sort of like a hospital where the patients have decided to put down roots. Institutional-looking walls are covered with family photos. Marjorie Gilbert is sitting in a big easy chair next to her oxygen tank.
When I came in to here, I said, this is my 13th home. And my last home.
Gilbert, who's 77 years old, is anxious because there's serious talk that Mercy will close its doors. She says she can't go back to her family.
I wasn't going to be another burden. And if they close this place, they'll have to find another nursing home for me, which would be very hard.
In this rural area, the nearest nursing home is a two-hour drive away. Mercy's administrator, Michelle Bino, says 80% of the residents here rely on Medicaid.
We're currently in a financial crisis. Basically, we're reimbursed $30 a day, less than what it costs to care for the residents.
Payments aren't high enough to cover basic needs, Bino says, like food and medicine and shelter. Mercy is operated by a Catholic nonprofit group, which has been losing money for years. Without a hike in reimbursements, Bino says the home will close, but increases aren't likely anytime soon. Medicaid costs are shared between state and federal governments. Here in New York State, counties also pick up a 25% chunk. A study released last month found Medicaid costs rising so fast that local property taxes will have to increase by a third over the next 5 years just to keep pace.
It is horrendous. It is an extreme issue that has to be dealt with, or counties are going to eventually go under.
Republican Paul Maroon represents Tupper Lake in the Franklin County Legislature. He says 83 cents of every dollar collected in property taxes already goes to pay for Medicaid, forcing local officials to shortchange other crucial programs, including highways and bridges and the community college. Without savings, Maroon says property tax increases will force out young families and industry. But this debate is very personal. Maroon lives just across the street from Mercy Healthcare Center. He grew up in this village, and many of the elderly people who now rely on Medicaid are his neighbors.
You got some young people in the area that say, hey, I can't afford my home taxes. On the other hand, you've got seniors that we just can't let them die.
President Bush's proposed new budget urges state governors to tighten Medicaid eligibility rules for a savings of $60 billion over the next decade. Congressman John McHugh, a New York Republican, says that federal belt tightening would actually put more of the burden back on states and counties.
Any kind of cut would be extraordinarily difficult and not devastating.
Nationwide, the demand for Medicaid services is expected to continue rising. New York's Republican Governor George Pataki hopes to slow Medicaid increases with cuts in psychiatric and dental services, also a new tax on nursing homes and hospitals.
If left unchecked, Medicaid costs could actually consume more than half of our entire state budget.
Healthcare advocates in New York State say dozens of hospitals and nursing homes will go bankrupt if these cuts are approved. Michelle Bino at Mercy says her facility will be one of the first to go.
I mean, we wouldn't stand a chance if that were to happen. So it would be a disaster for these residents to have to go somewhere else.
The future of Medicaid funding will be decided by policymakers in Albany and Washington. For the 67 elderly residents here, those decisions will hit very close to home. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.